Welcome to the Orange County Catholic Radio Show on AM 1000 in Orange and San Diego counties and on AM 930 in Los Angeles County. Each week, we bring you compelling conversation with church leaders and laity, talking about the things going on in our diocese and discussing the important issues that impact the world around us. We're coming to you through the good offices of Immaculate Heart Radio from our studios on the campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, where Catholic faith is crystal clear. Here now to introduce our guest and today's topic is your host, Rick Howick.
Welcome to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host, and with me today is a very good longtime friend of mine, Steve Lemire. Steve, welcome to Orange County Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Rick. A pleasure to be here.
And before we begin and before we talk a little bit about why you're here, I would like you please to open us all with a brief word of prayer.
Hey, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time and bless our time together as we seek to let people know about important event that goes on in the diocese every year. In that, we pray in prayer your Son taught us, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. Now, Steve, you're here not just because you're a good longtime friend of mine, of which we've known each other for a long time, working actually with an organization that does radio broadcasting for the Catholic faith, but you're here actually on something that's become very important, an outgrowth of that and the Diocese of Orange. Why are you here today, Steve?
Well, as you might know, usually I'm on the other side of the glass doing technical things. I'm not used to being in front of the microphone, but we're here to talk about the Catholic Man of the Year dinner that we've had 10 years or so. And we hold that around St. Joseph's feast day. And it's an event where churches, church groups nominate men who serve as role models for all of us.
This is an event that has gone on now for quite some time. And it originally started with St. Joseph Radio, and now has been working in tandem with the Diocese of Orange for the last several years. And it's open to Catholic men from across the Diocese of Orange, even beyond the Diocese of Orange, if that's something that we're able to do. Is that true?
I believe so. I mean, I think they need to have some tie to the diocese somehow.
So what exactly is it that is being done here? Who's being nominated and why?
You know, that is up to nominating organization. In our case, it's our pastor who nominates people every year, and he chooses from among his parishioners that he knows, and he sees the work they do. And as I said many times, somebody who makes a good role model for, say, young men growing up in the parish. It's a way to, you know, I don't want to say show off the works that you have. Nobody does those for that purpose.
Well, none of the men would anyway. But the people who are nominating them,
they actually recognize this person as an outstanding member of the community who has like a resume of things that they do on a daily basis, usually, totally just because this is how they live out their Catholic faith. But it's something that the nominating organization, which like usually is a parish, but there are other groups as well, like the Knights of Columbus, Curcio, Mary's Kitchen are frequent nominators, but they see them as being somebody who we should look up to and set a good example for everybody.
So any Catholic organization in the Diocese of Orange or any organization that's tied somehow to the Diocese of Orange can put together a nominating committee, which could be as simple as asking your pastor to nominate someone from within the community to be Catholic Man of the Year. Do all of those people that are nominated, are they somehow honored, or are they just simply nominated? They never know who they are. That you pick one person, and they have a big dinner to honor one person.
Well, no, we do have this dinner, and everybody who's nominated participates. We have these fantastic MCs that come in, and we do it up well. It's a semi-formal dinner setting, usually in a local hotel, but other venues might be used from one year to the next.
I know that the dinner that we're going to be having for this coming year's Catholic Man of the Year, which will be held in March 18th, is going to be at the Wyndham Hotel in Garden Grove. So it's a very nice hotel. It's where we've had it before.
Right.
And it's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful place to have this venue. So every man who is nominated by their parish is going to be invited to come to this dinner to be a part of this celebration. So if we have 50 organizations or parishes throughout the Diocese of Orange, and each one of them nominates a man to be a Man of the Year, that person will be part of this event.
Absolutely.
Our listening audience, then, if our listening audience is part of a parish or another organization, perhaps a Knights of Columbus from a parish, that has not participated in this before, this is an opportunity, because we have enough time now between now and the deadline to be able to nominate these men, to be able to interest your pastor, which would be probably the first place to start, either your pastor if you're of a parish, or the leader of your organization.
Grand Knight.
To be able to get them on board to understand this would be a very good thing. Because our men in our parishes are often underappreciated for a lot of what they do. I know in the parishes where I'm at, there's always a couple of guys that are always setting up the chairs or taking down the chairs. These are the people that make sure that all the nuts and bolts are done. These are the people who make sure that even though we may have hired a groundskeeper, the grounds look a little bit better than what you thought they might. These are the people that have always put in behind the scenes. Or we have some men, I know last year's winner, and we do have a Catholic Man of the Year for the Diocese of Orange each year. So from these people, there's someone that's going to be chosen. Last year's winner was a great pediatrician. Whose resume is just stunning, which we can talk about in a little bit.
Yeah, but even he was surprised that he was chosen.
And I want to talk a little bit more about that and some of the people and types of people that we have had before. But what I wanted to stress, and please correct me if I'm off base on this is a very open event.
Oh, yes.
This is an event that's open to any Catholic organization that wants to nominate someone from within their fold who has demonstrated to them that they should be appreciated. And if they put forward that name is going to be appreciated, whether or not they end up getting chosen as the main Catholic Man of the Year for the evening.
As it's been said many, many times over the years, everyone who's nominated is a winner, meaning they are the Catholic Man of the Year in the eyes of the nominating organization.
Okay. We're going to come back on some of the nuts and bolts of how this actually happens. But if people are interested in doing this, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how. But if they're interested in doing this, all they really have to do is to get their leader on board, whether it's the pastor of the parish or the Grand Knight or whoever it is that's involved. And they would then contact St. Joseph Radio,
right,
or the Diocese of Orange, which has worked with us each year in the last several years, to get a nomination form.
Right. I believe it's online.
I know that for contact information, St. Joseph Radio, CMOY at Orange County Catholic Man at gmail.com. It's a long, it's a long email, so I'll give that out again in just a moment. But we do have an online way to be able to send in, to get more information, to be able to then get back out to anyone who would be interested in nominating someone from within their organization, if they want to participate in this, because anyone from these parishes can be nominated. And I can think of several people in my parish that would qualify as someone who really ought to be. They're unsung heroes usually. They're usually in the background. They're the last person that would ever put their name up. And yet,
absolutely,
all of us know these people who really ought to be part of this kind of a program.
Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago in my own parish, we hadn't heard from the parish about a nominee that year. So I went to the pastor and I said, "Do we have a nominee?" He said, "Yes, we're just waiting for him to agree."
So he's been given the paperwork, and now it's time. No, you need to agree. We want you to do this.
We're trying to convince him that he should accept the honor, basically.
You're listening to Steve Lemire here on Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host. And we're talking today about a fantastic event that comes up every year in the Diocese of Orange, the Catholic Man of the Year. And it is sponsored between St. Joseph Radio and the Diocese of Orange. It's held each year, for the last several years anyway, at the Wyndham Hotel. And it is to recognize the men from our parishes and Catholic organizations who deserve a little pat on the back. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how to go about doing that. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'll be right back.
Is your chance to support Catholic education and the future of our Catholic faith. Subscribe to the OC Catholic newspaper today, and we'll make a financial contribution to the Catholic school of your choice. Simply visit OCCatholic.com/subscribe and select the school within the Diocese of Orange that you'd like to support, and we'll make a gift in your name. You also get the award-winning OC Catholic newspaper at your door with the OC Register newspaper every Sunday for 1 year. This is win-win all around. Go to OCCatholic.com/subscribe. The Diocese of Orange is excited to announce our new online store. The Orange County Catholic Bookstore has thousands of Catholic product offerings, from prayer cards to crucifixes, statues, and icons. Whether you're searching for that special devotional gift, products, or books that support your personal faith journey, or a beautiful image or statue for your home or business, please visit store.occatholic.com. Proceeds from purchases help to sustain the social outreach, educational, and pastoral ministry of the Diocese of Orange.
And we're back at Orange County Catholic Radio, coming to you high atop the Tower of Hope on the beautiful campus grounds of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, where Catholic faith is crystal clear. With me today is Steve Lemire, who is talking to me about an upcoming event that our diocese puts on in order to honor some of the most important men of our diocese who usually go unthanked. And Steve, I'd like to ask you, this Catholic Man of the Year thing, I know that you have been involved with it through your involvement with St. Joseph Radio for many years, but I understand you have some personal background in this as well. One of the reasons why we dragged you here kicking and screaming was because we know that you also have been part of this on the other end, too.
Yes. It was kind of funny because it was actually my first year of being officially involved with the event that I was asked to join the committee that puts the event on. And I attended exactly one meeting. Shortly after that meeting, my pastor called my wife and I into the office and handed me the nomination form and said, "Here." And I go, "What? You got to be kidding." He said, "No, no." So eventually I said, "Okay." But I told him, I said, "But I'm actually on the committee." He said, "Well, this gives you a good excuse to get off."
So you got off the committee.
So I said thank you, and I got off the committee.
What a great excuse to get off a committee.
Recent years, that hasn't worked.
Well, I know, for example, in your case, I know you not only have done a lot of work with St. Joseph Radio, you have shown up at a lot of seminars and speeches. You record each month the lawyers of the diocese and the doctors of the diocese at their respective meetings, their Catholic organizational meetings, because they usually have something very interesting to say for about an hour. And you're often the only person there who isn't an official part of their organization who's recording to make sure that we've got that information. And you've done this for years, year in and year out. But I know you also have done a great deal, not only with different organizations in your parish, but especially in the pro-life movement. Mm. And I suspect that one of the reasons why you were nominated is because your involvement with the pro-life movement has not just been with your parish, but throughout the diocese. And that's been an important inspirational thing for a lot of other men to see, that it's the pro-life movement isn't just women. This is about men as well. And you've been deeply involved in that.
Yeah, there's truth in what you say, at least some. But yeah, I'm sure that's where my pastor was going, because I was Respect Life chairman at the parish at the time.
I bring that up because if people are thinking, well, who would I be nominating in my parish? If they start thinking about it, there are these men out there who have volunteered on the board. And then once they volunteered on the board of something, they got brought into an organization in the parish that does a ministry that's important. And they're there week in and week out. They're there doing the silent work. And it may or may not be something to do with pro-life, but it has to be something important for the kingdom of God.
Correct. And in fact, actually, over the years, what I've noticed, and in fact, last year, I think, was the epitome of this, was that the range of activities that the men that have been nominated provide or come to the table with, let's say. Oh, it's a dinner. We can say come to the table.
Come to the table, but I'm pumped.
Last year, in particular, I left the dinner going, wow, there were so many different activities, and they are ways that people live out their Catholic faith. And it's not a cookie cutter thing where, oh, you have to do this, 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 there's this. Like last year, we had somebody who feeds homeless kids. We had people, doctors, lawyers, some of the things that people would normally think of right away. But there were so many others. We had somebody a couple of years ago that was promoting Eucharistic adoration. Can't get much more Catholic than that. So everybody goes in there and they think, why am I here?
You and I were talking during the break about your experience, and you said that it was running through your head as you're listening to these bios, because one of the things that we do at the dinner, and I say we because I also was an MC this last year for the dinner, one of the things we do is read the highlights of their biography, and some of these are just, they're stunning to hear what these people have done. And you're sitting there waiting, and you were saying...
Yeah, this is literally true. A couple things about that is when the first bio was read, I go, oh, give it to that guy. Yeah, I didn't even have to hear the rest of them. But I literally was sitting there going and totally embarrassed because I couldn't think of anything that they would say about me. Everybody would know that. Why was I there?
Yeah. Who did you know? Why? Did you... And as it turns out, of course, you were listening to your bio and, wow, those are nice things that people said about me.
They found something.
And they did.
They were true. I mean,
and that's the wonderful thing is that the men who are involved in this event, they're genuinely recognized. And one of the highlights of the evening is the reading of those bios. So we have this wonderful evening, but it's about getting to know a little bit about what these men do.
Well, to be honest with you, I literally found this to be a very humbling experience because of what I just said, where I heard all the things that all these other men were involved in, and I'm going, you know, I should be doing that, or no, and this and that, and it just keeps coming up. But there were a couple things that happened that year. I actually was a... You talked about coming, kicking and screaming or whatever. I did not want to do this. Well, my pastor asked, and okay. But a couple things happened. One was that my parents flew out from Michigan to attend the dinner, and it turned out that my dad died later that year. And so it was the last chance.
Oh.
He had to come to California, and that wouldn't have happened without this dinner. So I figured that's God's hand in there. Maybe he whispered in my pastor's ear.
One of God's kindnesses that are coming out.
That was part of it. But part of it was also just, you know, like I said, the humbling experience that it was.
What I'm hearing you say is that the bios themselves, as they're read, they're a recap of each individual's ministry. And it's inspiring to listen to the other men's ministries.
Absolutely.
Because it allows you to think, kind of evocatively, I wonder why I didn't do that. Gee, I should start doing that. That would be a great thing for me to do. And your wife is probably hitting on the side, don't start thinking of new things to do. Because most of the men are usually in the process of doing that.
Well, actually, and being one of the nominees, that particular year my family was there. As I said, my parents, but you know, my immediate family as well. And it's a great example for my children, especially my boys.
Yeah.
That they get to see, you know, okay, it's not, dad doesn't do, go out and do these things. In fact, most of them are things that dad does not go out and do, but somebody is, and people think it's important. God thinks it's important.
You know, one of the things that I am very aware of when I look out into my own parish are the numbers of men versus women who are in the pews. And it's not just because of the divorce rate. It's men who are staying at home, partly because there seems to have been a growing feeling that the church is for the women more so than for the men. And that, of course, is not only not true, that's deadly. And that this is one of the opportunities for our parishes to be able to put out there not just this man that you're going to nominate, but a symbol for the rest of your parish. Because these men who are going to be nominated, they're also going to be talked about in the in their parish bulletin. There's going to be some sort of a write-up that's going to be done for them. There's going to be an acknowledgement that this is someone who's been doing these ministries well in our parish, which becomes an important thing for young men to see, to be able to, again, have a reason. Why are we here?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just because my wife is dragging me here. It's because I have a purpose. I have a role, and it's an important role, an important purpose.
That's what we were talking about, the need for role models. And that is probably the main reason to accept the nomination, let's say.
Right.
And because I have yet to meet anybody who solicited the nomination. In fact, I have this conversation with several nominees every year when they show up at the dinner, and they have this embarrassed look on their face, you know, why am I, you know, I don't feel worthy of this and whatever. And I go, okay, but you know what? I understand, because I felt that way myself, but you're here to be a role model.
Right.
And there is very little that's more important in today's church.
Frankly, this isn't entirely about the individual men, though it is important for them to be set to hear a thank you. It is important for the rest of the men to see what these men are doing, and how important it is for the rest of the church to have this done. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. With me today is Steve Lemire, and we're talking about Catholic Man of the Year. And when we come back, I want us to explore a little bit more about just how our parishes and organizations can get involved with this. We'll be right back.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102, 714-489-6102.
And we're back at Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host, and with me today is Steve Lemire. And Steve has been a longtime friend of mine working with St. Joseph Radio. And today he's talking with us about Catholic Man of the Year, which is put on each year. It originally started with just St. Joseph Radio and then became part of the diocesan recognition, so that now it's done between St. Joseph Radio and the Diocese of Orange. Catholic Man of the Year is a recognition of men in our parishes, men in our organizations. And if you know someone that you think ought to be a Catholic Man of the Year from your organization or your parish, there are very easy ways for us to go about doing that. So, Steve, during this section, I'd like to talk a little bit about the nuts and bolts. If someone has someone in mind, let's say they belong to St. Stanislaus Parish, and they would like to nominate somebody to be Catholic Man of the Year from St. Stanislaus Parish, but no one's done anything at all in that parish ever before for Catholic Man of the Year, what would you recommend they do?
Number one thing has to be talk to your pastor.
That is very good advice. So talk to the pastor and let him know that this is an organization, this is a group that is associated with the Diocese of Orange. Either the bishop or a bishop from the Diocese of Orange has been with us each year. We're still up in the air this year about the finalities of it. But we're involved with the Diocese of Orange, so it's a safe thing we're doing here.
Right. It is something that even before it was officially a joint effort, let's call it, the bishops of the diocese have participated. And
I remember Bishop Todd Brown was involved with this several times.
And Bishop McFarland, Bishop Dominic.
Yeah.
Bishop Dominic has been, very supportive throughout the years. So, we have the backing of the diocese. The main thing is that I would talk to the pastor and say, this would make a good role model for the young people of the parish to have a nominee from our parish be nominated. And they'd be, people from the parish come and join in the festivities. They have dinner and they get to hear all these bios that we talked about last time. But the main thing is to get the pastor or, as we said before, the Grand Knight or whatever organizational head to buy into the idea. As for why they would do that, role model, building the parish community up.
I can think of a dozen reasons why you would want to acknowledge a Catholic man who's doing wonderful things.
So then the next step is to get a hold of the nomination form.
If they want that nomination form, just so happens I have that information here. You can contact St. Joseph Radio CMOY, Catholic Man of the Year, at Orange County Catholic Man at gmail.com. So it's OCCatholicMan at gmail.com. Again, OCCatholicMan, all one word, at gmail.com. And at OCCatholicMan at gmail.com, you can send in that information that you'd like to have the form, and Sheila is normally the person who's going to be involved with that. She'll make sure that that form gets out to you and your organization so that what will happen with that?
The form requests biographical information. We talked about things that get read during the dinner. That is where it comes from. I think we're going to be expanding that to have the nominating group write some more about the nominee. But then that is submitted. We also ask for a few pictures so that we can put together a little slideshow that combines all the nominees together and shows them.
So let's stop for a moment. So if you happen to have someone in mind and you know they're going to be shy about talking about themselves, they don't have to take this and write out a resume, their own sheet. You can maybe sit down and interview them or maybe talk to their wife. Wives can become very important in this process.
Every year, I have a lot of contact with the wives over the course of this process because they are trying to put together the pictures that we've asked about. I have emails back and forth, usually with the wives.
Okay.
Sometimes the nominees themselves. Okay, so then that is sent in.
Is that sent in with like $1,000?
No.
There's no money that is involved in the nomination process itself?
No. The only money that comes about is the paying for dinner, seats at the table.
And usually the organization will pay for at least the dinner for the two.
Money should not be an object.
That's not what this is about.
That is not what we want to do here. We want to honor men who set the example for all of us.
So they'll send in this biographical information on the application form, which does not include a check of any kind, and that biographical material, photographs and application then goes to where?
Well, it goes to this committee I mentioned earlier, and one of the most important members of the committee, several important members, are actually the judges who decide which of these fantastic men that have been nominated.
Each of whom is a Catholic Man of the Year.
Absolutely.
For their parish
and they are honored,
or for their organization.
They are honored accordingly. But there's a vote that takes and that's taken among the judges. I think last year there were 12 judges. That number six in my mind.
And they're from around the diocese. There's different people that are chosen.
Different people, not always the same people every year.
Right.
But these people are given a redacted version of the biographical information, all names and identifying things taken out. Each nominee is given a number. What was that old song? They get given you a number and taken away your name?
Yeah.
that applies in this case. So all the judges are given totally anonymous data about each individual, and they rank the people based on their ideas of what a Catholic Man of the Year should be. But I emphasize for the third time now, totally anonymously. In fact, the year that I was nominated, one of the judges was a Catholic priest from around here, and he came up to me and said, I had no idea that you were one of the nominees. And I go, you weren't supposed to know.
I'm familiar with the process, and you weren't supposed to. So it worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
So, you know, we tried to eliminate all bias and, you know, so, you know, fair judging and whatever. That takes place during the period between the times when the forms need to be in and the night
forms
of the dinner.
Need to be in by spring, where this is actually early spring. In fact, I think it's like March 6th.
I think
that
March
our deadline 6th. Is for having those nominee forms in. The last date to have those forms in, March 6th. Okay.
Right. And the dinner is the 18th, I think it is, this year. Now, we always try to have it as close to St. Joseph's Day as possible. So, and that's the procedure. And then you show up at the dinner, you and a whole trail of people that coming to have dinner. as I said, for me, it was my family, my mom and dad and my couple nephews and some friends from work, and, you know, we had a good old time.
So the nominees are asked a few questions, preferably by someone from the nominating committee of your parish. So maybe there's two or three people that are actually involved in this process in conjunction with the pastor.
Or the pastor himself.
Or the pastor himself. And then that information is gathered together and sent off. If the committee would like more information, they'll email back and forth to get more information. So it's not a matter of if you mess this up, they're going to be totally off the charts. There's This committee is working very hard to get a complete picture of who this person is. So you really can't mess this up as long as you follow through and get the information that you're asked for.
Right. Every year, we always have a struggle for some people. We have actually had several people who have been hospitalized during this process, and they didn't even know if they could make the dinner. You know, they've shown up in wheelchairs, they've shown up on crutches, and so, you know, things happen.
And they get their bishop's blessing at the end of the dinner, which is
good. Yes.
One of the high points for me, anyway, would do it for this dinner. So they end up with all this information in. The judges are looking at a blind representation of who these people are, and they're given summary sheets that basically allow the judges to make reasonable comparisons within what you might call a rubric of their thoughts of what a Catholic mm-hmm. Man of the Year should be. And then the judges vote, and then there's one person who is chosen as the Catholic Man of the Year for the entire Diocese of Orange.
That is true.
And that person isn't notified until the envelope is opened that evening at the dinner.
Right.
Which is very exciting.
And actually, I've had friends who have actually been selected, and they've come up to me afterwards. Did you know? And I, no, I didn't.
You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. With me today is Steve Lemire. We're talking about Catholic Man of the Year. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how you can get your Catholic Man of the Year involved. We'll be right back.
Now is your chance to support Catholic education and the future of our Catholic faith. Subscribe to the OC Catholic newspaper today, and we'll make a financial contribution to the Catholic school of your choice. Simply visit OCCatholic.com/subscribe and select the school within the Diocese of Orange that you'd like to support, and we'll make a gift in your name. You also get the award-winning OC Catholic newspaper at your door with the OC Register newspaper every Sunday for 1 year. This is win-win all around. Go to OCCatholic.com/subscribe. Now on DVD and digital download, a story about finding truth, meaning, and beauty in the last place they expected.
I can't become Catholic. What, am I insane? There's no way.
A film to encourage your faith and help you reach out to others.
I thought, this is just nonsense. These people are crazy. Atheism is much more rational.
Convinced, featuring over 20 of today's most interesting and articulate Catholic voices, including Jennifer Fulweiler, Scott Hahn, Abby Johnson, and Patrick Madrid. Get convinced now at convincedmovie.com.
Hi, this is Deacon Steve Greco from Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, and we are so excited to be partnering with Immaculate Heart. And I'm also very pleased to have published my first book, 365 Days of Praise. It's a daily devotional to help you with a daily scripture reading, a reflection, and also a thought-provoking question to help stimulate your spiritual growth.
Available online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or find out more at SpiritFilledHearts.org.
And welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio. This is the program where we have 1 hour a week to be able to acquaint our listening audience with what's going on in the Diocese of Orange, things that you may not necessarily be aware of. And today we're talking about a very important event, and with me is Steve Lemire. And Steve, we've been talking about Catholic Man of the Year, which for the Diocese of Orange has gone back several years, and we are able in this event to honor the individual men of the year from the parishes and Catholic organizations that are somehow associated with the Diocese of Orange. But we also have a man of the year. Last year, who was that?
Last year, I think the winner was Dr. Bill Sears.
Dr. Bill Sears. Now, I've known that name. In fact, I've worked with him a little bit. Who is Dr. Bill Sears?
Well, Dr. Sears is actually quite well known because he's written books, and he's a pediatrician, a longtime pediatrician here in the diocese. And he travels the world volunteering in different countries doing medical work. And you know, so he's got a resume that people would recognize. And in fact, 1 year, he was a nominee a few years before that. And I mentioned to our parish, I was outside after Mass in our parish, talking to our nominee from the parish, and he was going, yeah, I didn't feel like I should have been there, blah, blah. And I kept telling him, no, you deserve it, the recognition just like everybody else and whatever. And I happened to mention Dr. Sears, and a lady walks by with a stroller and says, did you say Dr. Sears? He's our pediatrician.
And that's the point, is these are people from around the diocese. And they're often people who are doing a lot of things you wouldn't think about. If you know Dr. Sears, you know he's a very quiet man.
Yes.
Very unassuming. But he's constantly involved in so many things. And if it has anything at all to do with the development of a child's brain, he is so into that. And has therefore been justifiably recognized. But I understand the judging each year. Well, you were talking a little bit about that.
Yes. Every year, it seems, I get told by the people involved in the judging, because as I mentioned earlier, I don't know the results and I don't want to know the results. I'm just there. So I actually talked to Bill's wife and she said he didn't think he had a chance. And he was totally taken off guard, you know, by surprise when they called his name. But in reality, the judging is incredibly close every year. Every year I hear the same story back. You wouldn't believe how close it was. And 1 year I heard the order of the results change when the last judge put their votes in. And it was that close.
And they're all heartfelt. There's no rock, paper, scissors in this. This is all about, wow, these are men of substance who have done some wonderful things, sometimes very quiet things.
Yeah, and I have been there many years and looking up at the stage and when they're all gathered up together towards the beginning, and I'm going, wow. You
know? Yeah, it's very moving. The event itself, when we have this at the Wyndham Hotel, which will be coming up in March, when we have this, the men are all paraded in. I hate to use that term, but that's essentially what we're doing. They're all coming together, and we line them up on the stage for everyone in the room, and there's usually a couple of hundred people in the room, and they're all able to see these men up there, and the men see each other, which is also very moving for many of these men. They see all these people, many of whom they know as friends, because they've been involved with Catholic ministry throughout the diocese, too. And then they take their seats, and then we start going through the rest of the dinner, and we start talking about the individuals that are involved, and we then go through the bios. And these biographies are moving as we talk about each individual man that comes up. And then finally, at the very end, we have the Catholic Man of the Year and his bio talked about, and he's brought up to be thanked. And it's just, it's a very moving experience. We've usually got a bishop there. It's so moving to have the bishop give this award to the Catholic Man of the Year and have all the people recognize that this very humble man, this very good man, has done some very good things and is finally being rewarded for it. And the inspiration that that generates, both before and after, is so important. Which brings me again to, if we want to have people involved in this, let's backward plan for just a moment. The dinner's the 18th. The final deadline to have everything in so the judging can be finalized is that first week of March, which means that a committee needs to have their material. They need to have it started anyway in December to be able to have it realistically all put together. So people should now be talking to their pastor about thinking about this. So that way, when we get to December, January, we can have the pastors make those final decisions about who they'd like to have move forward.
Oh, absolutely. Even just talking about who would make a good candidate or nominee. Candidate doesn't sound like the right word, especially this time of year.
We're almost done with that, which is another blessing. But, yeah, this is the time now to be talking to the pastors. This is the time now to be talking with the leadership to be able to get them on board so we can have someone chosen from your parish.
Yeah, and maybe even talk to the wives. Hey, talk to your husband about doing this.
It would be very good. And then again, for people who want more information on how to go about getting that contact information, if you either have questions about it that you haven't heard addressed on this broadcast, or if you know that you want to get a copy of the nomination form that you can give to your pastor to, because my understanding is that either the leader of the organization or the pastor has to help sign for this anyway. So you're not going to be able to bypass your pastor at doing this. This is about trying to work with the parishes, with the organizations in order to create a recognition.
We are a Catholic organization, a Catholic family.
The bishop and the pastors are important in this process. So that would be OC Catholic Man, Orange County Catholic Man, OC Catholic Man, all one word, OC Catholic Man at gmail.com. And that would be for Catholic Man of the Year information. So let me ask you this. If you were talking to somebody who is thinking about doing this, but they're not quite sure, we've only got a couple of months to be able to get someone that we want to put forward. What would you say, Steve, to them to convince them that they really ought to move forward with this?
I think the most important thing is to identify the person and talk to the pastor and get the buy-in as a parish community. Let's use the parish because most of the nominees come from parishes. So if we take the parish as the model, he represents the parish. So you want to identify the person. You want to get that person to accept. I guess first you want the pastor to agree, you know, with the selection. But you want to get the nominee to agree to being selected.
If you were to tell someone, look, I don't know, someone was talking to you and said, I don't know if I really want to put this forward to my pastor. What's the value of this? You were to try to explain to somebody, here's the value in this. This is why you want to do this. What would you say?
It goes back to what we've said many times already, that our church is in, I would say, desperate need of male role models. And this is a way to put up a role model in front of the congregation. in our parish anyway, our pastor always will announce on a Sunday nearby who the nominee is. And to me, especially for the young men of the parish, this is so crucial. We need to show them what it means to be a Catholic man. It is not sitting home on Sunday morning watching a football game. It's two commandments, right? Honor God, your whole heart and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And that's what these men represent.
So if you are associated with a Catholic school, if you're associated with a Catholic service organization like Knights of Columbus, if you're associated with a Catholic parish, which I hope you are, then you are qualified to approach your pastor or leader or principal and ask them to be involved in Catholic Man of the Year.
And I believe, I don't even think there's a restriction that it has to be an organization. It could be a, like one organization, I have to mention these guys because they are so vocal and loud and and active. Curcio. One of the things I noticed over the years, a lot of the winners all came from Curcio. Either they were nominated by Curcio or they had pictures that showed that they had gone on a Curcio weekend.
Right.
And actually, when their nominee 1 year was selected 1 year, the hotel exploded in cheers.
And probably De Colores as well.
Yeah.
Steve, I want to thank you so much for being here to talk about this very important Catholic Man of the Year and about how you can get involved. If you are interested in nominating someone or having your parish involved, again, please go to occatholicman@gmail.com and we can get that information to you. Steve, if you'd be so kind as to lead us in a word of prayer, I think we'd all be appreciative.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to witness to this event and make it more well known to members of our diocese. And we ask your blessings upon all the Catholic men and help us to be good role models, not only to our own family, but to those around us. And we ask this in the name of Jesus, our Lord.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Spirit. Amen. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. Thank you, Steve Lemire. I'm Rick Howick, your host, and we'll see you next week.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102. 714-489-6102.